Welcome to Slaking Thirsts, a podcast that's all about bringing the thirst deep within our hearts for love and communion to the heart of Christ, a divine heart, who is seeking our love and communion in return. The hope is that the two thirsts would meet and both thirsts would be slaked.
Everything Jesus says and does is important. In fact, we basically have 3 years of his public ministry. And so in 3 years, he did and said everything he thought necessary for us to have the hope of salvation and healing, redemption and restoration. But it's not just what he said or the miracles he performed that matter. It's the way in which he did it that is the revelation for all of us. This matters because one thing that stands out pretty strongly is when the God of the universe came to be one of us and wanted to set things right, he didn't do it as a superhero, shooting laser beams out of his eyes or something like that. He didn't do it with a political influence and savviness. In fact, most of you here would have more political and business skills than Jesus ever had. He didn't exercise influence and power. He didn't know a guy. He actually saved us through the instrument of human suffering. He chose to suffer. He chose to enter into pain and suffering and used that as the very way by which he was to restore humanity. Anytime I feel pain and suffering, my first thought is, how do I make it stop? And so I try to take control. We either want power over the suffering or things to numb the suffering. But that's because we forgot in those moments that suffering is intrinsically meaningful because Jesus came into the world and took on human suffering, not to stop it, but to use it, to impregnate it with a meaning far beyond what we could ever see with our own eyes. Jesus took human suffering into the very life of God, the life of the Trinity, so that as Jesus was on a cross dying, he was also praying. His whole suffering and death was done in dialogue and relationship with the loving Father, not because he enjoyed the suffering, not because the Father hated him or us and punishes us, but because on the cross he saw you. He saw you by name, your whole life. He knew what your life would entail. And he didn't plan to save us from our human experience. He wanted to heal and redeem us through the human experience. And so he said yes in every moment of suffering, in his betrayal, in abandonment, in lies, in mockery, in physical breakdown of his own physical health, in confusion and being overwhelmed, in people using power against and over him. And he said yes, not only because he trusted the Father's power to bring resurrection, but because he knew that you would have no hope in your suffering if he didn't say yes through his suffering. And he went all the way to the bottom. He had a goal. He wanted to go to a specific place. And we heard it in the psalm today, sung beautifully by Jacob as always. And he went all the way to this particular place in our humanity. The times where he says, my God, why? He entered into the why of all of our whys. Why is this happening to me? Why is this happening in our world? Why is this going on with this group of people? Why do they act this way? Why can't they see me? Why can't they understand me? Why can't that come back to me? Why am I losing so much? Why is life so hard? God, why? Jesus took on the why. And he took on the why because he wanted to bring that place in our heart full of pain, full of confusion about, is God good? Is he real? Is he doing anything about it? And he joined it to himself so that your why is a part of the very life of God now. This week will be absolutely meaningless for you if you can't access your why. This week is not good news if you can't access your why. Several people among you will actually experience a holy week, and you will not if you refuse to become vulnerable enough to experience your why. Being a believer does not mean you don't have intense whys at God. There's a pretty prominent Catholic ministry right now telling people there's no use to asking why. They're not invited here at St. Basil's. The why of the human heart is what makes you human. And if it was bad and evil, Jesus wouldn't have gone there. He entered into your why because he thinks that desire, that pain, is sacred to him. And he takes your why by name, yours by name, and brings it into his own story so that you and I could experience the utter depths of holiness even in our suffering. As disciples in the world, we don't shy away from suffering. We also don't seek it. But when it comes, we look to the one who suffers for us, with us, and in us, because we know he can walk us to glory. That suffering, that dying, and that rising is all made present in the Eucharist so that he joins whatever you want to give him this week. So as he says why, we can join him in another phrase on the cross. We might be able to say from the depths of our suffering, into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.